Wikipedia.
Today is Thursday, April 25th, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Vance Drummond. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to Wikipedia, the podcast where we dive into the fascinating corners of Wikipedia to bring you stories that pique your curiosity and fuel your mind. Today, we're exploring the life of Vance Drummond, a figure whose story is etched not only in the annals of military history, but also in the legacy of heroism and resilience. Vance Drummond was a flight lieutenant in the Royal New Zealand Air Force, and later a squadron leader in the Royal Australian Air Force, whose distinguished service in the Korean War and Malayan Emergency won him commendations and respect among his peers. But his journey was about more than medals and ranks. It was one of survival, camaraderie, and a testament to the human spirit. Now imagine being so deeply entrenched in the theater of war that the skies become your second home. Vance Drummond knew this feeling all too well. Born on the 23rd of April 1927 in Napier, New Zealand, young Vance wouldn't have predicted the turbulent life that awaited him. His initial military career began with the New Zealand Army, but he soon found his calling in the air, joining the RNZAF in 1947. Listeners, have you ever faced a moment in your life that required you to pivot so completely, to take a leap of faith into uncharted territory? That's the leap Drummond took when he became a pilot. By 1951, his prowess in the air had landed him in Korea, flying as part of No. 77 Squadron RF under the United Nations banner. His time in Korea was marked by bravery in the face of daunting odds. During one fateful sortie in May 1952, Drummond's aircraft was hit and he was forced to bail out, landing in the hands of the enemy on North Korean soil. Have you ever considered what you'd do if you found yourself in the hands of foes? Stranded in strange lands? The thought alone is enough to send shivers down one's spine. But for Drummond, this was a harsh reality. Taken as a prisoner of war, he experienced firsthand the grim conditions and relentless uncertainty that define such an existence. Yet, even in captivity, Drummond's resolve never wavered. Throughout his ordeal, he attempted two daring escapes, each time driven by an unyielding desire for freedom and a stalwart refusal to be broken by his captors. But it wasn't until the war's end, after spending over a year as a POW, that Vance Drummond was finally released. Returning to a hero's welcome, he continued to serve with distinction, but his trials weren't over yet. Fast forward to the Malayan Emergency, and you'd find Drummond once again in the thick of conflict, flying de Havilland Vampires in the fight against communist insurgents. In these testing times, he would add yet more chapters to his remarkable story of service. Yet, perhaps the most poignant aspect of Vance Drummond's tale is not just his military achievements, which, including the Air Medal and the United States Purple Heart, were considerable, but the way he epitomized the unyielding human spirit. After all, awards and decorations may collect dust, but the true metal of a person shines brightest in adversity. It makes one wonder, doesn't it, how individual stories of valor like Drummond's contribute to our collective understanding of courage and sacrifice. In our daily lives, we may not be faced with such extreme situations, but we encounter our own battles, our own challenges that test our mettle and require us to summon our inner strength. As we reflect on his life, it's essential to consider not just the historical record, but the personal impact a man like Drummond had on those around him. His peers described him as a man who led by example, who embodied the values of duty and service. What leadership qualities do you admire most, and who in your life has demonstrated these traits in a way that has inspired you? Vance Drummond's story, like many others, carries lessons that transcend time and remain relevant today. In a world that's often mired in cynicism and division, stories of human endurance and unity serve as beacons of hope. It prompts us to ask, how can we, as individuals and as a society, display the same tenacity and integrity in our endeavors? It's impossible to do full justice to a life as full as Vance Drummond's in just one podcast episode, and perhaps that's the most salient point to be made. The pages of history are replete with individuals whose actions have shaped the course of events in ways seen and unseen. Drummond's life story, while extraordinary, is but one of countless narratives that deserve to be remembered and honored. As we bring this episode to a close, I encourage you to not only reflect on the life and legacy of Vance Drummond, but to also engage with the stories of others who have left indelible marks on our world. Visit Wikipedia, look up Vance Drummond, and take a moment to honor his memory. Share his tale with friends or family, discuss the qualities you most admire in him, and consider how his courage might inspire you in your own life. We may not all be faced with the perils of combat or the trials of becoming a POW, but each of us has a story that's worth telling and the potential to leave a positive impact on those around us. So, what's your story? Thank you for joining us on Wikipedia today. If you've been moved or inspired by Vance Drummond's life, or if his story has sparked a thought or a conversation, we'd love to hear from you. Share your reflections with us, or suggest other remarkable figures whose stories we could explore in future episodes. Until next time, keep learning, stay curious, and may you find your own wings to soar through whatever skies await you.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Vance Drummond. Thanks for listening. See you next time.